The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with 1.9 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Glad to have you back again listening to the topics of the day that are very shocking to me. And I think that they will be shocking to most people that are listening and watching. I want to start this show speaking about electric vehicles. I know that most people like you and I have common sense, and you can see the pitfalls as they approach from the horizon when it comes to this push to make all things electric. I don't have to be an engineer. I don't have to have some type of degree in physics or whatever degree is necessary to create an electric car or whatever that's necessary to function with an electric car, to know that if something smells stinky to me about trying to thrust our society into 100% electric vehicles. I just off of common sense. Now I'm gonna give you guys 10 facts as to why electric vehicles advocates are completely out of their minds and they will never tell you the truth. But just off face value, just thinking about it, processing this stuff. We know that electricity don't come out of thin air. It's not as if you could just reach to the ether and pull down as much electricity as you can. That's not the way it works. And then Just imagine we live in a world where there's a large percentage of vehicles that do not operate off of electricity. Now, just like any other product pushed to the market, when you influx a certain product into the market, there's what we call a demand. And then there's a demand on the system in which it takes to create this particular product. So if you say that we're going to make every single vehicle an electric vehicle, you're going to now go from going to the gas pump to using the electrical grid. If you look at any studies, most people are charging their vehicles at their house. So although you believe that you're saving money off of the gas tank, you're paying more for these electric cars, and now your electric bill is going to be out of control. Now, let's hold on a second. If your electric bill was the only electric bill to go up or have the demand for electricity, if your house was the only house, we wouldn't have a problem here. But what happens when 100 million people now need electricity and the system is burdened and the demand is high? What do you think is going to happen to the price? They're not going to start charging less for electricity. When there's such a demand on the system, they're going to start charging you more. And if every single person that is operating a motor vehicle, and that's not even just including private citizens, when you start having vehicles that are operated by the city, vehicles that are operated by police, there's going to be a demand on the grid, and everybody's price for electricity is going to go out of the freaking roof. I'm going to reach you guys. You know what? I may not just reach you to 10 because I'll reach you to 10. Let me just read 10 to you because some of this I've already covered. But I want you to get the statistical data that you need. And when you argue with your leftist friends who are advocating for everything green energy, which is not really green energy, they lying to you. when you go to Whole Foods or you drive in front of the grocery store and you plug your car in that machine, where do you think the power coming from? Oh, okay. They're not coming from solar panels. You and I both know they're not coming from solar panels. If you live in Seattle, Washington, you live in anywhere where it's gray half of the year, then you know you ain't getting no solar energy. Okay. Let's go step one, or at least the first fact that they don't want to tell you. Electric vehicles are powered by fossil fuels. According to the United States Energy Information Administration, the EIA, fossil fuel-based power plants, coal, oil, and natural gas creates about 60% of the nation's electrical grid, while nuclear power accounts for nearly 20%. So most of our electrical grid is coming from, you know what, fossil fuels. And they're trying to destroy, get rid of fossil fuels, and act like it's going to destroy our planet. But we have at least 60% of all of our energy coming from fossil fuels. Now, why is hardly any of this coming from solar? Okay, we all know why it's not coming from solar, and it never will. The batteries of electric vehicles rely on cobalt. An estimate 70% of the global supply of cobalt emanates from the Democratic Republic of Congo, a country with deplorable working conditions, and especially for children. So we are relying on a particular element that demands the abuse and the mistreatment of children in labor. I would say labor law violations, but that's okay. Just like we do Nike, you can just allow them to mistreat people, but we take their money and we support their business. Number three, the study reveals earlier this year by the environmental group shows that nearly one third of San Francisco's electrical charging stations were not functioning. One third of their charging stations were not functioning. The population of San Francisco represents roughly 2% of California's population. Now, you have San Francisco, one-third of their machines not even working, and the population there is only 2% of California's population. Imagine if every Californian, I think I'm saying that name right, Californian, have to have electrical vehicles, meaning there's no more consumption. According to what they're trying to propose in 2035, there will be no more creation, development of gas cars, no more sold. So how many people will end up with electric vehicles, and how can we assure that a third of the machines are not going to not work when you need it the most? Let's go to four. Supporters of the California law admits, and this is pertaining to the law that they want to make, like I just said, in 2035, that they want to make sure that everybody have electric vehicles. The people who are supportive of this law admits that there is about 40% increase in demand from electricity. Additionally, are adding further to the strain on the grid and requiring an increased cost of power and infrastructure. 40% demand that we've never seen before. Number five, according to one researcher, the strain on an additional or the strain of adding an electric vehicle is similar to adding one or two air conditions to your home. The most of your power in your house is not from the electrical port, right? You plug in your phone and charging at night isn't where the electrical grid is drawing the most energy. It's your air conditioning unit. And the difference between your air conditioning unit and these electrical vehicles is that people that live in California, they enjoy beautiful, consistent weather where you probably, in some places, you don't even need to use air conditioning in certain parts of the season, or you have to use a minimal level of air conditioning. You get one of these cars, you got to use it year around. There's no off time. You got to use that, charge that car year round, especially if you're commuting. Number six, today, 20 million American families, or one in six, have fallen behind in their electric bill, which is the highest ever. People are falling behind in their electric bill, and these Californians want to increase the demand on electricity. They're setting us up for complete failure. Number seven, utility companies will need to add $5,800 in upgrades for every new electrical vehicle for the next 8 years in order to compensate for the demand for power. All customers will suffer this increased cost. So even the people who do not have electric cars, even the people who are got the what they call the gas guzzlers, your electric bill gonna go out of the roof too. They don't just isolate, oh, these people are using from the grid, they're electric, they have electric vehicles. They're gonna make everybody's electrical bill go out of the roof. Number eight, the average price for electric vehicles is currently $66,000, up more than 13% in just this last year, costing the average American $18,000 more than the average combustible engine. Meanwhile, the median household income is $67,000. And for African Americans, it's $45,000. And for Hispanics, it's $55,000. These cars cost more than the annual income of the average American. And it's up 18% just last year. And when the demand goes higher and there's more people that need the cars, what do you think is going to happen to the price? That price is going to go out of the roof, I guarantee you. I got more. I got about two more that I'm going to tell you about coming up after the break. Y'all hold the phone. You listen to the Officer Tatum Show. I'll be back.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. I'm afraid to tell it like it is.
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, investor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet sets is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they are all on sale. For example, the queen sizes are regularly priced at $89.98, but now they're only $39.98 with our listeners' promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they gone. The Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. These come with a 10-year warranty and also a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There are a limited supply, so make sure that you order now. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code Brandon at MyPillow.com for your exclusive offer on the Percale sheets.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Two more of the myths or facts that people do not want to tell you about when it comes to electric vehicles. We've already went through the gamut of realizing that electric vehicles are going to cost us a lot more money than what they want to tell us. The average electric vehicle right now is $66,000, which is more than the household and the average household income of an American. These people are out of control. There's no way in the world you think that you're going to influx all of these electric vehicles and demand electricity from the grid, and somehow that's going to change the game. It's not. Solar panels ain't going to help you. You know you're not drawing solar panels if you're charging your car overnight, are you? The solar panels don't have sunlight. So you're just drawing all the energy from your solar panels overnight. It's not sustainable. You can look at any documentation, look at any documentary, any movie. It's not sustainable. That's why the country hasn't completely gone to solar panels. What happens when it storms? What happens when you live in – nobody in Seattle, Oregon, they will never be able to use solar panels. It is an overcast. It is overcast or raining almost every day in Seattle. Almost every day. It's an overcast or raining. Just like it's sunny in Arizona, it's overcast and raining in Seattle. No solar panels can survive. Oh, okay, but they want to trick us. Two more. A 2022 study found that the majority of electric vehicles charges occur at home. And it also makes it difficult for people who live in multifamily units to get access to these electrical terminals, because most people are doing it at their house. If you live in a multi-level apartment, or you live in an apartment with many other residents, how are you going to be able to charge all those cars? Are you literally going to make a charging port for every single vehicle? At your own house, you can just plug the thing in. You live in an apartment complex with 200 people, you have 200 separate terminals, or your terminal going to be out of gas by the time you drive it. Okay. All right. 10th one. The same study also noted that many drivers charge their electrical vehicles overnight. Like I said before, solar power is less available on the grid. They're setting you up for the twist. Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, and all of these brain-dead politicians want to sell you a nightmare. Now, I don't understand why they even want to do all this when they could just be reasonable, right? You could just be reasonable. Just have a reasonable explanation. Just say that we want to do better at making sure energy that's produced is clean energy. We're open to solar, nuclear. We're open to all of it. Fossil fuels, we're open to all of it. Let's do what we can to help out. We don't completely tear our country apart just for some false identity or false idea of less carbon emissions when India and China are doing 80% of all the carbon emissions. If we're going to die because of global warming or climate change, we're dead already. China and India will never stop. Our little 2% of adding a carbon footprint is nothing compared to what China is doing. And it's so bad in China, in some places you can't even see. It's fog everywhere. I'm going to call it smog. Can't even see. They've been wearing masks for the last several years because the quality of air is terrible. And they ain't going to stop because they don't give a flying flip about their people when you're talking about communism. They don't care. Y'all can wear a mask every day. That's what they want to do in America anyway. You can wear a mask in there. They don't care if you're dead. It's 1 billion people in there. If 1 million people died, they would not lose they wouldn't lose sleep. But somehow there's people in our country that want to live like that, which is absolutely asinine to me. Let's move to the next story. True Social banned from the Google App Store over content moderation. Now, here we go again. I know some people ain't going to want to hear me say this. There was no reason whatsoever for there to be a thing called Truth Social. There's no reason for Truth Social. You got Parler, you got Truth Social, you got all these conservatives coming up with all these different platforms, and instead of working together, it's 100 different platforms that we got to try to jump on, and we already know that if you don't own the app space or nothing like that, you ain't going nowhere. They can ban you at the drop of a dime. What is the point of being on Truth Social? Why are conservatives and these billionaires not coming up with our own servers, not coming up with our own app platforms? I'll talk about it more after the break. I'm running out of time. Hold the phone. You listen to the Dios Tatum Show.
This is the Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
Uncle Tom 2 is an eye-opening documentary everyone in America should see. Brandon Tatum here, and Uncle Tom 2 offers a compelling and brave analysis of the true history of Black America, the cultural shift from prosperity, integrity, and faith to its current perceived state of anger, discontent, and victimhood. Uncle Tom 2 offers historic footage, photos, correspondence, and data to reveal the genuine strides of Black America in the 20th century, the deliberate Marxist strategy to create racial tension and replace God with government, the NAACP's sinister agenda, the fall of Black Harlem, the truth behind Black Lives Matter, and the demoralization of America for political power. Don't miss Uncle Tom 2 from executive producer Larry Elder and director Justin Malone, with yours truly, Vody Bachum and Chad O. Jackson. Watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD now at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com, salemnow.com.
Is the Officer Tatum Show. The left ain't seen nothing yet.
Back to the Truth Social. There was no reason other than a money grab. That's my opinion. You can feel how you want. So Truth Social is a money grab. And I think that when you're in the industry long enough like me and you're around certain people and you've been a part of nonprofit organizations and you know the nuances of creating and developing certain social media platforms, you say some people are doing it for the right reasons and some of it is a money grab. If you ask me, there's no reason whatsoever for Truth Social to exist, in my opinion. Why can't conservatives consolidate a platform that's forward-thinking? Why are we recreating the wheel? Everything is like something that already exists. Nobody's going to completely leave Facebook to go to an alternative Facebook echo chamber. Nobody's going to leave Twitter to go to a platform that's mimicking Twitter, and it's a complete echo chamber. The graphics aren't as good. It's glitchy. And then it's not available on all the apps. But you know what? In my opinion, if you want to do a money grab, you just convince everybody it's the best thing since sliced bread. You make a lot of money, and then they crumble and fall. You made your money, and you move on to something different. It's like a pump and dump in stocks. You pump a stock, or pump a meme coin or something, and then you sell yours at the top. When it drop, everybody lose their money except you. I'm not saying specifically that's what it is, but it seems to be, what's the point? Why we got all these platforms? We can't consolidate on not one thing. We got all kinds of stuff. I forget the other thing. I didn't forgot it now. It was, I want to say fiber or something, but I don't think that was what it was. We got so many platforms that conservatives are doing. And the thing is, we don't have the server space. In some places, and when I say server space, we don't own the app platforms. So as soon as you do something just like Google banned, I guess they call it a ban, but according to the article, Google is saying that Donald Trump's social media platform, Truth Social, didn't meet their content moderation guidelines. At any point, are we able to create our own app system? But no, we're too busy being the one with the biggest platform. And we don't even own a platform. So just like Getter is the one I was thinking about. Just like, what was the Parler? When Parler got big enough, they say, oh, we're going to cut them. We're going to cut them off at the, I'm coming up with some fake words. We're just going to stop them before they get started. We're going to make sure that they don't progress. And that's what they have access to do if we don't own anything as conservatives. If we don't own our own server spaces as well, we got to buy server space from these people. I think Amazon probably owns most server space that's available for you to purchase. We didn't go that path to secure the bag that way. People are just hunting in the middle with no end in sight. I really think that's why I'm not on Truth. I probably try to get an account on Truth Social, but it's no way that I'm going to be active on Truth Social. I just can't be on all these social media platforms, especially one that is just pretty much in an echo chamber. Now, if you ask me if Donald Trump was create Truth Social while he was the president, that would have been a good, smart move. Because when he wasn't the president anymore, or whatever the case may be, he would have had to force everybody to go watch him. Go watch him on his new platform. But doing it after you're not the president anymore is not sufficient. And some people are telling me that it's glitchy and all kind of other stuff. To me, I think it's just a waste of time and money to do that when we pretty much don't own anything. Maybe you disagree with me. Maybe you agree with me. Maybe I'll have you come in and call. You can call 844-900-7243 if you disagree. I'd love to hear your take on it. Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show, ladies and gentlemen. Can Joe Biden actually forgive or cancel student loan debt? Let me give you the short and sweet of it. No, he cannot. The president does not have the authority to outright cancel student loan debt. Even stiff-faced Nancy Pelosi, too much Botox, Botox gone wrong. I have no facial expressions and my forehead is numb. Nancy Pelosi even admits that the president does not have the authority to completely cancel student loan debt. He can postpone, he can extend payment, he cannot cancel. It's something that has to go through Congress, which makes sense because it's something that's dealing with the budget of the United States of America. Now, the funny thing is, it's kind of ironic that they keep making these claims to the world, and we know that they're all lying to us. I wish that more people would wake up to this. It's about selling you a dream. And if you believe the dream enough, it doesn't matter if it's real. You believe the dream enough, they sell it to you, you'll vote for them. That's why they don't want to really crack down on the border, because they want hundreds of millions of people to be over. I would say hundreds of millions. Let's be more realistic. They want tens of millions of people to get over into this country, and they can create a new voting class. That's the only reason that they're not more strict on the border. It's not because they care about people. If you look at Barack Obama, was the deporter in chief. He deported more people than any president in United States history. So you go further from there, then why are they not deporting like they were before Donald Trump? It's because they realize that they need the Hispanic vote. They're losing the black vote, and they're losing the majority of the Hispanic vote. If you look at any level of research, and I thought I pulled that article, you look at any level of research, the Hispanic vote is going by the wayside. I can jump into that real quick. But they know that they're losing the Hispanic vote. They know that they're losing the black vote. They need an influx. I don't think that was something they considered when Barack Obama was in office. They felt like that they were going to secure the bag with the black vote, but with a black president. Actually, he was biracial. I don't know why we call him black in the first place. And it appears that he wasn't even raised by his dad. Ain't that ironic? It seems like all the mixed kids have a conflict of interest with themselves. Even what's his name that play football? That's kneeling for the national anthem. When I was growing up, they call him half-breed. He's half-breed, and he's raised by a white family. Kaepernick, Colin Kaepernick. Half-breed and raised by a white family, and the conflict is just in his mind. I want to jump on the topic of the Hispanic vote for a minute. Let me give you some stats. Half of the U.S. Hispanics identify as Roman Catholic, and 15% of evangelists are evangelicals in 2020. It says 2 decades ago, those numbers were 53% and 8%, respectively. Now, why does that matter? Because everything that the Democrats are pushing are anti-God, anti-Roman Catholic theology, and anti what Hispanic people either escaped from or their ancestors escaped from. So they're losing a lot of momentum in that particular area. I know a lot of black people, if they only could hear from a Republican candidate that had common sense, they would be voting Republican tomorrow. I said this yesterday on the show. I have never met, I see it, they out there and they really ridiculous. But to see a black man that's not conservative is very rare. They have to be either part of the LGBTQ community or they're completely brainwashed. The average black person, I believe, they're conservative. But what happens is when these Democrats come into the community, they talk out of one side of their mouth to make the black folks in the community feel like, oh, this person is really acting in our best interest. They don't touch on the LGBTQ stuff. They don't touch on all the socialism. They just touch on oppression, racism, and anti-police. And that garnishes energy and emotions from most people in the community. And then they begin to vote based on that premise. You know, another person that I thought was very interesting, these people who are coming out saying that they're conservative. You know, just not too long ago, Joe Rogan came out and said, how do you fix these things? Vote Republican. So he has enough common sense to know that he's probably should vote Republican. But Mike Tyson, I'm not shocked, but Mike Tyson in an article said that his transformation from being an all-out liberal to a conservative was common sense. And in the interview, he said he thought about his family. You know, you think about your family, you start thinking about reality, and you realize that you need to preserve the next generation, and preserving the next generation is not progressivism. I got a few people calling in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. I want to give you guys an opportunity to jump on the air. Let me go with Brent from Los Angeles, California. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hello, blessed Officer Tatum. I wanted to talk about the newest deception of the Democrats, their sudden allegiance to what they're calling our democracy. It is just one more example of their ongoing obsession with raping the sanctity and the holiness of our language. From America's founding fathers, our democracy has been rooted in the divine principles of God, the Bible, the Ten Commandments, truth, justice, family, love, and liberty. But Biden's wickedly woke democracy is rooted in the demonic principles of the devil. Biden's democracy is morphing into the goose-stepping democracy of the German Socialist Party while so pridefully murdering 50 million people for Hitler, or the Islamo-Nazi democracy of Hamas, or the 100 million global death genocide of the People's Democracy of China. Biden's demonic democracy has nothing to do with America's godly democracy. It is spelled the same, but in practice is the difference between choosing God or the devil, freedom or slavery.
Hey, man, I need to put a collection of statements from Brent, man. God, that's good, man. I think that's amazing. It's no way that I can, I wish that I can articulate it as good as you. I mean, 100%. There's a very big difference. And we're going in two different paths. If we don't take a stand now, we're going to fall for the Joe Biden's democracy.
Right. And we just have to recognize, once again, their misuse of language. And we can't follow that because they, when they call it democracy, we feel good. But democracy isn't what they mean. They mean dictatorship, you know, political, military dictatorship, and they'll call it democracy.
100%. Brett, thank you. Brent, thank you so much for calling in. Always a wonderful call. I like what he said about the way that they're, you know, abusing our language. They're creating words that don't exist to play on your emotions. I go back to, you look at, I was just driving down Fort Worth, out there in Eastwood, Texas, where my grandma lived. We were driving down the street. Me and the wife see a Planned Parenthood right on the corner. Right in the hood, a Planned Parenthood. The most garbage building I've seen, but it's a Planned Parenthood right there. They trick you. It's not about planning your parenthood. You're going in there to eliminate parenthood. You're going in there to have an abortion. You're going in there to commit genocide. But, of course, they're not going to call it genocide parenthood because then it'll be too closely revealing of what their true intentions are. They have to create language that teaches a different story that's not consistent with the English language, if you ask me, because the definition of planning, elimination and planning are not the same thing.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
So many more people are becoming conservative, and it is a blessing. I want to get Bob in from Valley Springs, California. Bob, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
What up, dude?
How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Something that has occurred to me that I realized as you were airing the, we don't know if it's a false accusation or not. They don't have any evidence of that person from the crowd. A crowd, mind you, yelling a slanderous word towards this girl. But what's happening is if this turns out false, there's two things that are happening. If this turns out false, then it's awakening. Now, you can indoctrinate people in college to be stupid, but you can't indoctrinate dumb. And what I mean by that is prejudice is something that's within you, and what it's doing is it's waking up a prejudice within people because these are false accusations regarding race. Okay? So it's waking up a prejudice in white people. The second thing is they give this narrative and they give it on ESPN and they make it all, they blow it up all over the place before it's sorted out. That way that narrative can get out in front of people before anything, any truth is made. So there's two things they're doing there. They're waking up a prejudice that might not have been there before. And two, they're getting it started before it can even be settled and made out to be whether it's false or not. And that's a dangerous place, man.
I agree with you. Bob, thank you so much for the call. That, you know, I'm telling you, I don't know what it's like to be white, right? And but, man, I'm black, and I'm sick of black folks sometimes. I'm sick of the complaint. Like, just imagine you being a black girl on a team full of white people, right? Everybody just trying to play volleyball. Everybody trying to win. We practice together. We sweat together. We go to the fitness place together. When I say fitness place, I can't think of it. The training room together where you get your therapy or whatever after the games. We go to Mill Hall together. I was an athlete in college. We ain't nobody worrying about race. But then the Fabergé egg of your team, none of the white people had any problems. They probably was spitting on them and nobody said anything. But the black girl with no evidence that nobody heard this. There's no statements from anybody else that this actually occurred. She's the sole person to cry out racism. What are you saying to your own team? Do now they have to evaluate their white supremacy? You have now made yourself a target. Who's going to hire you? Nobody want to hire a person that's always crying about racism all day. Even if the person were to yell a slur, what value does it have when all you listen to is Cardi B and them saying N-word, N-word, N-word this all day long? But you can listen to Cardi B, you can listen to rap music, you can listen on television, and somebody in the stands who you never met, you don't even know, call you the N-word and somehow you melt down and cry. Y'all cannot make this stuff up. I was at the cycling gym yesterday. And I told people on this show yesterday, I'm at the cycling gym. The little thing called Cardi B and whatever they did, a little music, a compilation of these particular artists. I literally wanted to get rebaptized after I came out of that place. The most vile language, the most vile sentiment I have ever heard in my life was coming out of the mouth to Cardi B and all these women. Talking about sucking this and doing this and hitting me like this and F this B, I'm going to shoot this. Coming from women. The most vile stuff ever. And women will listen to that. Black people will listen to that all day long. And a white man say the N-word to you. Racism. I can't live with myself. Just like my guy said, you're building prejudice amongst white people because they sick of y'all. If they weren't sick of you yesterday, they sick of you today. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Keeping it real.
Scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to go home with me. I forgot some good old love.
This is the Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I want to continue the conversation about the young lady at Duke University on a volleyball team that claimed that a student in the student section called her the N-word. The student denied it. There's no evidence that the student ever said it. There's contradictions between her story and reality because she said when she was doing the second set that the person called her the slur, but the person that they ejected from the game and banned wasn't even near her during the second set. And they saw the guy on the film. They could hear the audio, and they didn't hear any such slur spewed at this young lady. The question is, if she's lying, why are you lying about this? Let me go to Betsy from San Antonio, Texas. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Thank you, Officer Tatum. Thank you. And I want to say that that last caller said my heart exactly. That I wasn't prejudiced before, but I'm fighting it now. And I'll tell you why. Because I listened to that George Floyd and all those other cops that had to go to prison because they mistreated a black man. And not one of them has gone to prison for mistreating a white man. And I listen to that kind of stuff and I get angry. But you know what prevents me from being prejudiced is that it would displease God. I cannot have prejudice in my heart because it's a sin against God. So I have to keep turning it over to God and saying, this is your problem. You know, you deal with it. And, but I'm telling you, it is hard because it's a fight. I get angry about it.
Yeah, Bessie, I see where you're coming from. I'm not going to lie. Like, I have to stop myself from becoming prejudiced against
if somebody
stupidity.
Calls me a cracker, do I get to go on ESPN? If somebody calls me a cracker, no.
Unfortunately, you won't.
No. It's not fair.
Right. No, I agree. Thank you, Betsy. Thank you for the call. No, Betsy had a really good point. I mean, you know, my thing is this. When I look in the mirror, I don't see black, white, nothing. I see Brandon. I see God's child. I see a man that's trying to do his best to live up to the expectations that God has for me and become the best version of myself. And as an impartial man, I understand that society may look at me and think that I'm black, but I'm just Brandon. And I objectively look at people's behaviors, and it can make you biased, right? It can make you prejudiced. When people come, when I see a bumper sticker of Joe Biden, I think this, and they got a mask in the car by themselves, I think this person is a complete idiot. Now, how I treat that person outside of what I think about that person is two different things. I have to fight in my mind thinking that this person is an absolute idiot and these people are destroying our country and I wish that they would just go to another country. I have to fight that because that's not what God would want us to be like. And the same thing happened when these black folks crying all the time about racism. It makes me not like people like that. And just say if I was white and I was consciously living in this world as a white person and I was identifying myself as white and I say, look, I'm a white person. When I see black people do the stuff that they do, I would think twice about black people. And people don't want to keep it, don't want to be honest about this. When you just say you look at the news, you're watching the news, you just say you're an alien. You come from planet Mars and you just come down here and you're alien, you watch the television. And you start looking at stuff, you say, well, wait a minute. Why every time I turn on the television in Chicago, there's these black people just murdering each other every day? I don't turn on the TV in Milwaukee and see white people doing it. I see black people murdering each other in Milwaukee. I see black people murdering each other in Chicago. I see black people murdering each other in all around the country in a disproportionate manner. When I look at the looting that goes on, I'm just watching TV. Oh man, they're breaking into the place in California. They're breaking into these buildings. They're breaking into these businesses. Oh, they're burning down businesses. What do I see? In many cases, I see black folks. Then when you look at the television and people who are complaining all the time, you see people who are making millions of dollars. They're millionaires flying private jets. They are the 1% of the 1%. In America, they got white people all at their concerts, laying out before the altar of Lizzo. And you saying, we oppressed in this country. If I was an alien, I'd say these people must be completely stupid. What's wrong with these people that they act like this and everybody else don't act like this? Disproportionately.
Called Mama, I'm so hot to hell and I, yes I am.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show, ladies and gentlemen. More news for your mind, body, and soul. The Department of Justice is accusing Trump of trying to obstruct the probe in a detailed filing of the Mar-a-Lago raid. So all Donald Trump was asking, I just want to go back to this real quick because I want people to be very familiar with what's going on. All Donald Trump was asking for there to be is a special master to simply oversee and make sure that the investigation is foolproof and that it's fair. How is that a problem? Unless you're trying to be evil and trying to do nefarious things. But the president is just saying, I need somebody to oversee this because I don't believe that it's being done in an impartial manner. But the DOJ is now trying to accuse him of interfering. Do y'all remember when they had a special counsel, Mueller, do an investigation into Trump-Russia collusion, which we know is all bullcrap? Nobody said that there was them trying to be biased, interfere in the investigation into the quote-unquote Russia collusion. They created a position for a person to do a special investigation into Trump. And Trump is just saying, I want the judge to grant there to be a special master that oversees the operations and makes sure that it's legitimized. Why? Because there's a conflict of interest here. You have a president that's in place that they cheated to get him in there. And then, of course, his political opponent is Donald Trump. And now he's in control of the federal government. And we see investigations that are occurring that are politically biased. One guy got kicked out of the FBI just the other day. They claim he resigned. Either way it goes, it's because of what? Political bias. He didn't resign because he's too old. He didn't resign because he wanted to do another job. He resigned because of political bias against Trump. Not political bias against a Democrat. We never see Lisa Page, Peter Strzok. They're not biased against, what do you say? They're not biased against Lisa Strzok. No. It's Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. I think it's wrong. We don't never see these people being biased against Republican or against Democrats. They always seem to be biased against Republicans. When the whistleblowers came out of the FBI, they're speaking of biases in investigations into Republicans, not the Democrats. And therefore, Donald Trump is owed, and the American people are owed for this to be a legitimate investigation. I don't care if they're investigating Donald Trump, but it needs to be fair and legitimized. If it's not fair and legitimate, then what are they doing? Even if they did Obama this way. I would not argue. I'm like, let him have a special master. Let him have a person that oversees the investigation. Because if we ain't got nothing to hide and it's all legitimate, then what do you mind a person observing and making sure the things are kosher? But we all know that they are full of a hill of beans. And these people don't have nothing on their mind but to do harm to the American people via political biases. It's quite funny. If you cannot acknowledge that there's a level of derangement in our system, just in politics in general, and it mostly is coming from Democrats, I cannot name. I mean, it may have happened, I'm sure, because people do have strong opinions about being Republicans. But I bet you can barely name a person that said your family, they uninvited family members because they voted for Joe Biden. I would argue that's probably 10% of the cases of family turmoil due to politics was conservatives saying you can't come because you voted for Joe Biden. But I can tell you what, overwhelming majority of people saying they don't want you to come because you voted for Trump. So you can see that the derangement is biased. And when the derangement is at full throttle, you see it playing itself out in the FBI, in the government, all of the above. I wanted to get a couple clips in from Joe Biden that I had yesterday, but I'll get a couple today. I just want people to understand what we're up against. This guy's completely retarded. Let's go to clip 3 from Joe Biden mocking the Second Amendment.
They're not unlimited. Right now, you can't go out and buy an automatic weapon. You can't go out and buy a cannon. And for those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America's independent and safe. If you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun.
Oh.
No, I'm not joking. Think about this. Think about the rationale we use that's used to provide this. And who are they shooting at? Shooting at these guys behind me.
They need an M-15. And then 35-13. That's what he sound like. That dude is completely out of control. I'm going to play some more clips. Give me clip four.
We're not stopping here. I'm determined to ban assault weapons in this country. Determined. I did it once before, and I'll do it again. For many of you home, I want to be clear. It's not about taking away anybody's guns. In fact, we should be treating responsible gun owners as examples how every gun owner should behave. I have two shotguns at home. It's a long story, but I'm not opposed to guns. But I support the Second Amendment, and I support the Second Amendment. But the Second Amendment.
What are you even talking about? He sounds like he got some mothballs in his mouth. He got too many teeth, or his teeth are loose. One of the two. Something happened into his mouth. Then he sounds stupid. I'm a bad African. I'm here to ban guns. Wait a minute. Are you going to ban the guns, or you're not here to ban guns? Give me an example. You said, I'm for the Second Amendment, but you're going to ban AR-15s. You're not for the Second Amendment. Or you can't go out and buy a cannon. Nobody's buying cannons, fool. We're talking about AR-15s, rifles to protect our home. If one of these Antifa thugs want to come to B. Tatum's house, I want a bullet for each and every one of their asparaguses. I want to be able to put a bullet in all of them. And I don't want to have to run out of ammo and be worried about my accuracy. I want to be able to do what I have to do. If it's multiple people, I want to be able to handle multiple assailants. I can do that with an AR-15. Why? Because that's my God-given right, and you don't need to tell me which gun I want to use. You rather use a shotgun. Some people rather use a handgun. I want to use an AR-15. I got shotguns, too. Maybe if I'm feeling shotgunny, I might pull a shotgun out. It doesn't matter. It's my right. What's the reason that they want to remove guns from you? If the government was focused on saying, we want to make sure we remove guns from criminals. Oh, man, We want criminals to not have AR-15s. Duh. Let's all work together. Matter of fact, I'll help you on the campaign. Little Johnny Nim, Zachary, just going to shoot up in school. And of course, I'm being biased. I'm prejudiced by what I'm saying. Y'all know what I mean. But these people, a kid want to go shoot up a school. Of course, we don't want him to have a gun. Somebody in the hood want to do a drive-by shooting and doing a life of thuggery. We don't want him to have a gun. But my grandfather, my father, I should be able to have guns. I have committed no crimes. My guns are going to stay in its rightful position unless you're stupid enough to make me pull them out on you. I don't understand why we can't just focus on criminals having guns. Oh, I know why. They want socialism. They want nobody to have the guns but the government. And then they want to use the government against you. And then when they do you like Australia or China, you ain't got nothing but thoughts and prayers because you ain't got nothing to defend yourself with. How do you think 1776 happened? Come on, people. Let me give Joe Biden one more chance. Clip six.
Folks, when it comes to fighting crime, we know it works. Officers on the street. Who know the neighborhood. Not a joke. Who know the neighborhood.
And you ain't black.
Is that the end of the clip? Oh, my God. This dude is hilarious. We are the people that know crime. Knowing people in your community. Like, what world are you living in, bro? I don't know what else to say. Y'all help me. Figure out what's going on with Joe Biden. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Let me get back to the subject at hand. I'll get to another story. The U.S. Customs says that a tractor trailer full of baby wipes was busted with nearly $12 million of cocaine. Imagine how much or how many drugs we don't catch. Fentanyl has killed hundreds of thousands of people in our country. And where is it coming from? It's not coming from the rain clouds. Fentanyl is pouring in over our border, and nobody cares. Peter Ducey, speaking of the border, Peter Ducey just eviscerated the press secretary, Jean Pierre, the other day, because I want you to just conceptualize or perceptualize the logic here from our government. If you get on an airplane unvaccinated from certain places, they don't want you here. You can't come. You can't show up. You're unvaccinated. How dare you threaten the lives of so many people, you unvaccinated devil. But you can walk right through the southern border and nobody gives a flying flip. Explain to me how that makes sense. They will beat you over the head and tell you you're ashamed to the country, but yet they let people flood by the hundreds of thousands, none of them getting COVID tests. And if you test positive, what are they going to do to you? If you have a false negative, what are they going to do for you? You're still in our country getting everybody sick. You know when they were saying, oh, the hospitals are overrun? Do you think illegals somehow don't go to the hospital and don't catch COVID? What do you think they were doing? I bet you these hospitals were filled with illegals, especially in Texas and some places on the southern border, filled with illegals. They ain't paying a lick of money for their medical bills. A lick. They're not paying nothing. You, my friend, are going to go into debt, and it's going to be on your credit, and they're going to come garnish your funds. But a person can just walk through our border and get the same treatment you got for free. Oh, no. Hold on, homeboy. I know your job ain't paying you what it used to pay you. I know you're working two jobs, still not making ends meet. Go screw yourself, is what our government tell you. But let the illegal come over here. They give them housing, food stamps, Obama phone, free health care. What sense does that make? They could give the average working man an opportunity to have a hand up, not a hand out. They can subsidize, if they want to spend money, then subsidize people who are trying to do something. Y'all would rather give money to people who ain't doing jack. Sitting on the couch all day collecting the food stamps. And then somebody that's right there at the cusp, right there at the edge of having enough money for a breakthrough, our government won't give them a dime. Young lady, and husband and wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, struggling to make ends meet because he living in the house, sister. You ain't getting no money from the government. You kick him out and you and your kid by yourself, oh, they'll give you as much money as you want. They want the IRS to check our taxes. No, how the IRS check these food stamp fraud? When I was growing up, I know a whole bunch of people doing food stamp fraud. They get so much food stamps, they sell it to people. $100 give you $200 of food stamps. Oh, ask me how I know. Okay. They selling food. They claiming other people on their taxes. People's kids on their taxes. They give you a little money. You let them claim your kids. They give you some money back. All this fraud going on in our government handout system. But now they want to check your bank account. Hardworking American who may or may not have used this as a business expense. Or may not have added some income that you wasn't paying attention to. And now they audit you and you owe the government back pay. When people out here pimping the government out and screwing the government over every single day in front of the world, and they don't care. They don't care. It's bizarre, the world that we live in today. It is absolutely bizarre. I want to get with, or at least bring on a caller. If you want to call in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Don, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, I must have been listening to a recorded show over here because you were talking about the EVs. But your subjects, I can give you several answers to the questions that you have. Biden's talking that way because he's on a bunch of prescriptions and he's got dementia. Number two, at the border, the facilities along the border are so they're over capacity for the corpses that they've been pulling out of the rivers. Mm. So they're strapped in several different ways over there, and you got to come to the realization all these young adult males around 26 that they've been flying around the country, that's the government's new soldier. Mm. They've been buying weapons and ammunition for the last since Obama was in office that we know of. Now what are they going to do with all them weapons and ammunition?
Mm. I wonder. You think they're gonna go malicious like that? I got 30 seconds left, my man.
Now they give them all them Obama phones, like you say, and they're keeping tabs on all these young males that they've been bringing in. But they spread them all across the country. You don't want all your soldiers at the southern border because we'd pick them off as they were trying to come across. But you spread them out across the country, and now you got a good war going on.
Don, thank you so much for the call. I'll see you after the break. Hold the phone.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. The left ain't seen nothing yet.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. That boy talking about banging on the floor. You better repent to God right now. Let me get Don back in because I don't think Don was able to finish his point. Don, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I want to. You mentioned that the weight of the electrical vehicles was an additional problem as well.
Yeah, when you were giving your stats about the EVs and stuff, one of the things that all these Democrats will not talk about is them things are about the size of a Vega. I don't know if you've ever seen a Chevy Vega. It's just a little box. It's like half the size of an F-150, but it weighs twice as much as an F-150. So
wow.
With all that weight, it's going to be tearing up all the roads and the infrastructure. And you think the bridges can't handle what's going over them now, you start loading them down with these things, and when they run out of juice on the side of the road, I'd rather be pushing my F-150 than pushing that.
Wow. I never thought of that. I wonder if we're talking about cars, how much more are the trailers going to weigh? You know, the 18-wheel trucks, the semi-trucks, how much are they going to weigh? If cars are weighing twice as much.
When you start talking 18-wheelers, you know, just the little cars are that much, and now you're going up, you know, at least five or six times.
That is interesting. I think there's a lot of unintended consequences. Well, I don't know about unintended. But there's a lot
I don't know if anybody understand or is aware of it, but the battery for a Chevy Volt cost close to $29,000.
And you're saying the battery that runs the vehicle, right?
Correct.
$20,000. It's like
a
transmission.
A friend of mine works with somebody that has a Chevy Volt, and the battery crapped out on it. They called the dealership, and they told them $29,000. Now, we can get you a reman for maybe $14,000.
That's crazy. That's a lot of money for – and you got to think, there's not a lot of these vehicles in circulation.
That's just the battery.
Yeah, that's not the transmission. That's not the brakes.
Nope.
That's not
nope.
– I mean, I know that Elon Musk claimed that the brakes – he got this regenerating – the brakes generate power or something, and it recharges the battery or something he was saying. But I mean, a car that's doing all that is going to be $70,000-$80,000.
When you got to leave a vehicle like that plugged in for several hours to recharge, the juice created by braking is beyond insignificant.
It's inconsequential. It is not going to do anything.
Yeah,
unless you just ride with your foot on the brake the whole time, I guess.
Well, they got a problem with them electric vehicles catching fire, so that wouldn't be a good idea. And in the wintertime, they lose their charge in the cold.
Really?
So in places like Chicago, you could charge it up, go home, and you know, be two blocks away from home after you fully charge it, park it, go out several hours later, and you've lost a whole bunch of charge because it's cold outside.
That is absolutely crazy. Don, thank you so much for calling in. I'm headed to the break, but these are things that if you were at a conference or at a what do they call it? Expo. What is it called? Expo. I don't know why I said Expo. Expo. These are the questions that you might want to ask somebody and see if they give you an honest answer. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break. What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.